cold Denver, Colorado is the setting this week for the 2011 Cattle Industry Convention, as while some may be used to this type of weather, producers from our part of the country really aren't. But inside, various topics are being discussed, like the beef checkoff and how dollars are down right now due to declining cattle numbers. Tom Ramey, CEO of the Cattlemen's Beef Board, said that is also combined with the fact that the dollar checkoff does not buy near what it did back when the checkoff first started.
Just base inflation is 50% of what it was back in 1986, and you throw less animals in there, we're getting fewer dollars from the cattle, as well as the fact that they're heavier. So we're down to about 40-45% of what we had before. And just looking at advertising costs alone, that's probably three or four times more expensive than it was back in 86.
But he did say contractors of the beef checkoff are being very creative to keep good programs rolling to promote beef.
Which is very much appreciated, doing a great job of not only promoting the product, but fighting those issues that are out there with animal activists that are trying to convince consumers that we're not doing a great job with the animals, which is obviously contrary to the truth, because as you know, our producers do an excellent job with the animals that they raise.
But while checkoff dollars are down, Ramey said 2010 overall was a good year, especially when it came to U.S. beef exports.
We're seeing a big increase in exports to particularly Korea. Japan is buying every pound of beef they can buy from the U.S. right now because we're limited to under 20 months. We obviously have some trade restrictions with particularly Japan and China we need to get straightened out, so we can get more beef in there. But overall, been very positive for the beef industry. We're getting about $140, $145 a head premium to send the beef overseas, so that's very encouraging.
But he does want producers to know the programs the checkoff is funding are clicking on all eight cylinders. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.